This is the place to get up close and personal with the blues, just like this here.
Program with the very, very, very first R&B record here in the UK, or blues record here in the UK. Now, one or two pedants might say no, there was one before, Chris Barber, called Bad Penny Blues, which to a certain extent is true, it was the year before, but Chris Barber wasn't a blues man, he was a big band person, really, and Bad Penny Blues was a number he made, but it wasn't really blues in the sense that we know it. There is the first of the blues, Cyril Davis, fabulous harmonica player, and his R&B all-stars, Nicky Hopkins, Elton John's piano player for a while, was on keys there, and that came out in 1963. It's the Raven of the Blues. Hello, welcome, and thank you for all the lovely comments from last week. A mixed show this week of mostly new, some old, but mostly new. And you're welcome to sit and join me, listen to the music for the next 60 minutes. Welcome. Walter Trout is next, his new album, Survivor Blues.
In my pocket.
Very nice. I think more mellow than his previous albums, and it's good for that. Saliva Blues is the name of the album. Walter Trout is the artiste. It's just been released, and there's a track called Red Sun. He mentions the river in that, and we go to the river on the next one as well. John Mellencamp's got a new album out called Other People's Stuff. Strangely, it's identified here on the radio playout system as 1993, but I think it's a mistake. It actually has only been released last week, but here, anyway, here he is with To the River.
Sunlight and shadow, all roads to the river. I am lost, I am safe, I'm beloved and betrayed. All roads to the river, and the river runs wide, and the river runs deep, and it's in the eye, safe company. When I die,
right down
to the undertow. With a river wrapped round
very, very nice. John Mellencamp, the album Other People's Stuff, a mixture of one or two covers and some originals, and there is a track called The River. An album arrived this week from a lady new to me, and therefore she's making her debut on the show. Her name is Katarina Pejac, and the album is called Roads That Cross. It's out on Roof Records from Germany, and here she is making, as I say, her debut with Turtle Blues. Good stuff. Katarina Pejac, she's from Belgrade in Serbia, same hometown as Ana Popovic, actually, and that's her new album. Good-looking girl on Roof Records. Actually, Having said that, that's a bit of a sort of a non sequitur, really. Thomas Roof, who runs Roof Records, has an eye for a well-turned ankle and a nice face. And many of his roster of artists are female. And that's the latest one to join, really. And that's from her new album, just been released, called Roads That Cross, and a track called Turtle Blues. I opened up with the ident from Watermelon Slim. He's got a new album out called Church of the Blues. The album was about half originals and half covers. That's, his name's gone. It was there in my brain seconds ago. It's gone. It'll come back. Lee Dorsey. That's Lee Dorsey's original Get Out of My Life, Woman, performed there from the brand new album Church of the Blues and Watermelon Slim. Okay, here's a lady I love to bits, a Lancashire girl now living in London, but I think only temporarily, really. She has a love of gin and Haribo and good blues music and country as well. And she has a new album out called Unfound. Her name is Lucy Zirins, and here she is with The Right Side of Wrong.
Lay me down, head upon the ground, looking up to heaven, away. Listen for the sound. You know I call you Peter if you'd open up the gate, but it feels like it might be a little too late to get on the right side of wrong. Take my hand,
Feeling, I tell you, son, I'm satisfied. Yes, we spent some time together, but did you cue step back in line? It's been so long, been so long.
album that came out, I guess, in the spring last year, called Sawdust Man. That's Trevor Babajack Steger, lovely, lovely guy, and been so long. Trevor lives on a narrow boat, which I guess you don't get in the States, so let me describe. It's steel, it's 6 foot wide, that's all. They're all the same width, and the length varies between 30 feet and 70 feet. So from above, it looks like a long, thin pencil. Inside, it can be absolutely fabulous. You have a solid fuel stove, keeping you lovely and warm, and then lots of other accoutrements. And because Trevor is a fabulous woodworker too, he stripped the inside of the boat out and finished it off in the most lovely woods. And the photographs of the winter with the ice outside and the snow on the canals, and him with his solid fuel stove on the inside looking lovely and warm and cosy. It looks rather nice. The boat is called Sirius, which is nice. And before that, Lucy Zirins with a track from her new album as well. Okay, thanks to all the lovely, lovely letters that came in this week after the show last week. Yeah, the voice was back. It's nearly here this week as well. It's not quite right, but I have no control. The genes in my body, the cells, are the ones that dictate whether I can talk or not, but it's good enough. Samantha Fish, one of my albums of the year last year, came out towards the end of 2017. The Belle of the West. Here she is with Daughters. Isn't that nice? Samantha Fish and Belle of the West, the album, and Daughters. We were had a very rare get-together this week with lots of old BFPS radio chums from 40 years ago. So we had lots of tales to tell and lots of stories to go back to. And we were talking about how in those days, in the 1970s, we were told how to put the show together. And they had rules. They had you opened the show with instrumental, then you had male, group, female, male again, then I think an oldie, and it was all laid down. And because I was a stroppy git, still am really, I said to the programme organiser, why do we do it like this? You know, why male, female group? And he said, well, it varies. It breaks up the sound of the show. I said, yeah, but it doesn't necessarily work. Putting male and female side by side is no better, no worse than having two females side by side. Oh, no, that's not the way we do it here. And so we didn't do it there, unless I could get away with it. I've told you that because all of a sudden I've found I've got, after that one by Samantha Fish, I've got one, two, three more girls to come, and we'll play them all together. First of all, Dana Fuchs.
No reason, she got
Miles away, thinking about something else. Susan Santos, her brand new album, No U-Turn, she's from Portugal, and they're Shaking All Over. And before that, Donna Fuchs, from her album which came out in August last year, September last year, Love Lives On, and Backstreet Baby. Okay, here's the third lady, Mar Polaine, and her band, The Great Decline. The album came out again in the spring of this year, I think, not this year, last year. And the album is called The Outsider, and here she is with the lovely The Poison Sits.
The poison sits just a little bit too close to you. Do I make you uncomfortable? Does it suck the air out of you? But I love you, I do. And you love me too. The poison sits with the words that I sing for you. Oh, how they seem to cling to you. And how I will sing for you. And I love you, I do. And you love me too. The poison sits, every part of it embraces you. Do you remember lonely too? Oh, how I'd be lost without you. And I love you, I do. And you love me. Thank you. Suck the air out of you, but I love you, I do, and you love me too, but I love you, I do, and you love me too.
The album was called The Outsider, came out in the middle of last year. Marpo Lane's Great Decline are the band. And there's a track called The Poison Sits. And that album suffered, as did many last year. The blues is kind of alive and well in the UK, and many, many people are making albums. It's, of course, it's so easy. If you do a live album, you can do it on the stage, and you mix and master it afterwards on your home computer, and then issue it as an MP3, and that's it, all done. No charge, no expense. And I think the week that Marpo Lane's album came out was one of those weeks where there were like a dozen releases and there were just so many bits of new music. And that album, for me anyway, got pushed to one side, which is really very sad. I mentioned the letters that came in, and what I'd forgotten, or actually not even forgotten, I didn't even know, is that I kind of assumed that many of the listeners who were back in 2005 when the show started as a podcast would have perhaps drifted off, gone there in other directions. But I've had so many emails from people like Keith Mayo saying, I've been listening from the beginning. I heard your very first show just about and following you all the way through, and thank you for the music. And so therefore, I kind of assume most of the listeners were newish, but in fact, I'm wrong. There are many hundreds who actually have been with me for 12, 14 years. And for you, I'll play this. Mitch Laddie, a guy from the Northeast, lovely, lovely guy. Really good guitarist, but was actually one of the many. Here in UK, we've got many, many young plank spankers, as I would call them, who are really rock blues rock guitarists. And there were almost too many of them, really, all doing the same kind of thing. And Mitch, not last year, 2017, changed direction. And his album, which came out last year, Another World, was a new direction. And I think it's wonderful. It's more jazzy than rock. But there's a hint, of course, blues all the way through. So from the concert in the northeast of England, the Mitch Laddie Band and Portfolio.
Thank you.
See, I told you it was different. Mitch Laddy Band from the album from last year, Another World and Portfolio. We opened the show with Cyril Davis and the All Stars and the what I would call the very first English blues and R&B record. And you may have wondered what happened to him, you know, and why haven't we heard of him since? He sadly died a year later, 64, very, very young. And so the Cyril Davis All-Stars kind of withered away on the vine. But while he was there, he did manage to get in the band people like John Baldry, Alexis Corner, a list of the great and good and the young ones coming through. The Cyril Davis gig in Ealing, the second one he did, had Mick Jagger was there. He went on stage and sang Mojo Working. And so from the very beginning, Cyril Davis was an instrumental person laying down the blues in the UK. And here's one person who joined him on stage on more than one occasion, John Mayall.
This is the place and the time. Say what you want to say, do what you want to do, but don't deny me of my love for you. Can't you see I love you? Got you on my mind.
love the sound of a swelling organ, John Mayall. The album came out last year called Three for the Road. As you can hear, it recorded live. And there's a track called Don't Deny Me. How the times have changed. Three for the Road is the size of the band now, John Mayall. And he shrunk right down compared with the days of the John Mayall Blues Breakers, when every guitarist worth a name guitarist actually played in the band with John Mayall. Now he's down to just three people, but again, one of the, he's the grandfather of the blues, so to speak. I'll play that for Kevin and Pam, who are on their road, on their, in their luxurious motorhome, heading south into Portugal for a 1,000-mile drive for some sunshine and some warmth, and I wish I was with them. And also, people who are also on their way, Jilly Revel, a good friend of mine, she was at the lunch on Wednesday. She's in Calgary right now, skiing and having a good time. And I'll finish with a track called Calgary, Calgary Boogie, recorded, would you believe, in Calgary, in Canada. And it's the Bob Hall Trio with Little Jimmy Reed live on stage. Thank you for all the emails and the messages and the Facebook bits and everything else. When I get up in the morning on a Friday and sit down and talk to you and play some records, knowing that you've actually been in touch, oh, it just makes it all worthwhile. Thank you so much. Let's close with Little Jimmy Reed. Actually, I think on this one he's taken a break, left the stage. It's just the Bob Hall Trio. Calgary Boogie is the name of the track. Dave at ravenblues.co.uk. Ravenblues.co.uk is the website. Everything you need to know. And then finally, raven.libsyn.com. is where all the music is. Okay, you know everything you need to know, and I will talk to you in 7 days' time. Thanks for giving me an hour of your very valuable time. If you're driving, especially if you're driving south, take care. And from me, Dave Raven, thank you. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
If you want to. Come on, I could do with some help here. That's right. You ought to hold it, and then I want everybody to do the boogie woogie. Hold it now. Thank you. Let's get real low now. Real low. Can anybody out there snap their fingers? Come on, let's see some finger popping. It's all right for those at the front. What about those people at the back? Come on now, let's hear. Maybe I can hear you up here. That's good. Ah!